Richard Arnold, morning to you.
Good morning, mate.
What have you got from the set in New Mexico?
Well, this is pretty stunning, isn't it? This new disclosure in the shooting death investigation of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer on the Alec Baldwin movie set, just hours before Hutchins was shot and killed by Baldwin as he was rehearsing elements of a scene. Some of the crew, we find, were engaged in target practice using live ammunition. Seriously, they were using live ammunition to shoot at beer cans or something, using the very gun that later was given to Alec Baldwin, who was told it was, quote-unquote, a cold gun, in other words, unloaded. But this very thought of playing around with live ammo on a movie set during break times, insane, says a former prosecutor.
It's an egregious violation of safety protocols at a movie set. That gun should have been kept in a secure location. It should have been checked carefully by the armorer before it was passed to Baldwin.
Should never have been live ammunition on a movie set like this. We now know also that the so-called armorer who was hired to look after the safety of the weapons on set, Hannah Reid, was inexperienced. She had told a podcast of her first and only assignment doing this. Here's what she said.
I think loading blanks was like the scariest thing to me because I was like, oh, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I played that cut the other day, but it's pretty damning, isn't it? Then the assistant director, Dave Halls, had passed the loaded weapon on to Alec Baldwin, picking it up from a tray, something that, again, does not satisfy safety requirements. So this has been described as a tragedy waiting to happen. And Niels Vromsky, who was approached to work on this movie, Russ, says he turned down the job offer because he felt that combining the roles of prop master and armourer on the set was completely unsafe. Police investigators say they have an update on all this tomorrow.
Right, am I coming to see you for Christmas, Richard? What are the rules?
It might be a bit easier, yeah. The Biden administration has imposed new international travel vaccine rules, lifting the most severe restrictions. Many countries are moving to this new phase starting next month, New Zealand among them, right? Starting here on November the 8th, adults will travelling here need to be fully vaccinated. All travellers will need to be tested as well for the virus before boarding a plane for the US. So that's testing within a day of departure. So that's going to scramble your, your pre-flight activities a little, isn't it? The new policy comes as the Biden team moves away from limits that have barred non-essential travel from several dozen countries, including most of Europe, China, South Africa, India, and so on and on. The new measures also demonstrate the embrace of vaccination requirements as a tool to try and push more people here to get vaccine shots by making it increasingly difficult to remain unvaccinated. A medical review panel right now is considering what to do with vaccinations of young children ages 5 to 11, so that determination should be coming perhaps today with the first shots for the very young starting next week. Many parents, of course, and others have been anxiously awaiting that finding.
All right, mate. See you Friday. Appreciate it very much. Richard Arnold, stateside for us this morning.